We're going to study the Mei HaShilayach and Parshas Lukas on the words Shimna HaMayrim, page Kuf Samach in this edition of the Mei HaShilayach. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Jewish people. He says, Shimna HaMayrim, you rebellious people, listen. HaMinasela HaZeh Neitzi Lechem Mayim, are we going to take water and draw water out of this rock? The reason he's asking that question is because the Jewish people are looking for Moshe Rabbeinu to draw water from any rock. They're not going to really care which rock it comes from. They're thirsty. They need water. Just get us water. And Moshe Rabbeinu is busy telling them, it's not from any rock. It has to be from the rock. Now, after the passing of Miriam, the Medrash says, that rock no longer became so clear. We didn't know where the Be'er was. The Be'er, so to speak, hid itself. It no longer flowed. So now you're in the desert. You're in a place with endless boulders and rocks. Which one is it? And Moshe is looking for it. And Moshe is intent upon speaking to the rock, not with any intention does he want to hit the rock, but the people are clamoring and saying, Moshe, what are you doing? And then, in desperation, he begins, without having found the right rock, he begins to strike whichever rock it is. So the Meshalach says, Ki Moshe Amar Li Yisrael Hamin Hasela Hazeh. You're telling me to hit this rock here in front of me. But that's a rock Shaloi Nitztaveinu Alav. We haven't been told. That's the rock from which you'll draw water. Noitzi Lechem Mayim. We can't draw from any rock. It has to be from the correct rock. It has to be from the one where the Be'er flows. Gedisa B'medrash. V'Yisrael hoyu toyanim. The Jewish people said, Ma'acha shehoya baderech neis. If this is a miracle, which it is, Ma'i nafkemina me'ez haselah. What difference does it make which rock it is? Just bring out water. So that means that the Jewish people naturally, in their thirst, because of their suffering, didn't understand and couldn't be mindful of the fact that there is an order and that there is a process that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants. That on the surface it looks like there's this miracle that's going to happen no matter what, but that's not the case. Behind miracles, there's a plan. There's an order. And there's even a logic, though we can't intuit what that logic is, but there's an order and there's a plan. And it has to be followed. But to the Jewish people, especially in that panic in which we feel, desperate, thirsty, pining for some water, we just say, what's the difference? Va'af ki hasel hazeh yoyser misugol lehoitzos mayim. We understand that that's the rock. There was a rock from which we had water flowing for the past 40 years. Mikol makam Hashem yizbarach yuchal lehoitzi mikol hasalohim. We just look at it simplistically and say, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants this rock, another rock, a third rock, a fourth, it doesn't make a difference. Let us just have water from whichever rock. Ve'ech shayach b'neis inyan seder, rak misela ze. Why is there necessarily an order and a rock that's the one? If it's going to be a miracle, it doesn't make a difference which rock it is. Val ze hikbid Moshe. And it's this that Moshe was upset with them for, because they were basically taking Hashem's actions and miraculous hand for granted, and thinking that it's a simplistic matter, when it's not. Va'amar lahem, so that's why Moshe says to them, HaMinatzela hazeh, haynu, shebeneis nimtza gam kein seder. You know, when there is a miracle, there's order in the miracle. There's rhyme and reason to an ace. The tzarech dafke lehasela hamiyuchad. We need the right one. We need the right one. You and I may not ever be able to know, we will never understand why the miracle of Hashem and why the act of God has to unfold in a particular way, in a particular time, for only certain people. But there's a reason. There's a certain MO. There's a modus operandi that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we cannot just ignore that. Because if we ignore it, then we're just focusing in on ourselves, and we're not at all focused in on the Rason HaBori, on the will of Hashem. Now he says a fascinating thing. Now he says that this which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yan le man tembi lakdisheni Moshe and Aaron, because you did not show faith and were not mekadesh shem shemayim le'eni b'nei Yisrael, l'chein lo yisaviyu es ha'akol hazeh al-oretz asher nasati lahem. You're not going to shepherd them into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Me'ah Shiloach, v'zehu sha'amar lo ha'kodesh baruch hu, yan lo hemantem, l'chein lo yisaviyu. You're not the person to bring them in. Why not? Zeloi ha'yaderach hakpada. This is not an explanation of what they did wrong, so much as rak derech tshuva mido kineged mido. Hashem is responding to what Moshe did by not waiting to find the correct rock. Not just that he struck the rock, but by actually being pushed by Klal Yisrael to ignore that there's a certain order. Even in a ness, even in a miracle, there's rhyme and reason. We can't see it, but there is rhyme and reason. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, because of what the Bnei Yisrael provoked him to do, he said, it doesn't matter. Let's just find a rock. Let's just draw water from one of the rocks. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you don't understand. There's a certain order. And things have to go in a certain order with certain people only. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not the one destined to bring the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. All the miracles of Jericho and the walls crumbling and the people conquering the land, Yehoshua is the one who's Mesugal. He's the one with whom those miracles will occur. Not you. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom ba'atzmai haya yodea she'ein shaychus elav lahavi es b'nei Yisrael le'eretz. Moshe Rabbeinu himself knew his role is Torah. His role is Matan Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was for. Bringing the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, Kivush HaNachla, Dezehu Rak L'Chelek, Yehoshua Huchan. That's Yehoshua's portion. It's Yehoshua's task. It's his allotted role. V'Chelek Moshe Haya HaTorah. Rak Shetoa neged Hashem Yisparuch. But Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'acha shebi'as Yisrael la'aretz yia derech nisim. The fact that we are promised Eretz Yisrael without having to really prepare militarily in the typical fashion, and we're going to take on so many tens and tens of kings and armies that will defeat all of them. Kegoin kivush ha'malachim, the defeat of all those kings, im kain, Yuchal HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asais shehu yehiyah ha'kli la'zais. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can make it that I, Moshe, am the one through whom this miracle of Kivish Ha'aretz should take place. It doesn't have to be someone else. It could be me. Shehashem Yisbaruch Hu kol yochal. In other words, it doesn't have to be Yehoshua. It could be me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, no. It has to be through the right person. And that's what the mistake you made when you said, any rock. No. There's rhyme and reason to everything that the Rabbi Nishtalim does, in every miracle, in every movement, in every moment in history. How and what happens. How it happens. When it happens. Why it happens. The way it happens. To whom it happens. Everything has a reason. And the contravention of that order is intolerable. And what you did by saying, well, we'll find any rock. No, that's intolerable. Because that is then to suggest that there is something that's happenstance or something that's not planned, and that's not true, because everything is planned and everything is ordered and everything is divinely ordained, even how and where the miracle happens. That's also divinely ordained. So in this Mehashalach, he's saying that there's so much here, not just that he didn't speak to it, but he struck the rock, not just that it was the wrong one, but the whole point of this miracle was for Am Yisrael to think about the fact that everything is meant to happen a certain way. That they did not have water was meant to happen for a certain amount of time, in a certain way. And when the water would come, it's ordained that it come in a certain way, from a certain rock at a certain time. And this is lost, Maisha, now, because you just said, what difference does it make if it's a miracle? Well, the same thing, Maisha, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, what difference does it make if you go in, or Yahushua goes in, you lead the conquering of the land, Yahushua leads the conquering of the land, it's a miracle? Ah, no, Maisha Rabbeinu, there's a rhyme and reason to it. It's got to be Yahushua, and it's not going to be you. And that's Mida Keneged Mida, for what Maisha did, by not sharing with Am Yisrael that no matter what miracle you think it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing for us or for you in our lives when something happens for our sake, good or otherwise, there's a plan. It's not an accident. And if it's a miracle, it's not an accident and it's only for a certain time, place, person. Because you did not show Emuna, meaning Emuna in that there is a God who plans everything, even the structure, nature, character of the miracles that are in contravention of nature. You yourself said to the Jewish people what you should not have said. Right? I mean, ultimately, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. You didn't do it. You said to them that there's a Seder, and it has to be a certain way. And then, in the panic of the moment and with under pressure from Am Yisrael, you just went around hitting whichever rock you would hit. But because you said it and explained it or tried to hold the line, that line was correct, that there is an order to the Nes. L'chein, lois of you, you will not be the one to bring the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Pirdish. Machmas zeh ha-ta'am ba'atzmoy. For this very reason, that there's an order to a miracle, and there's a plan, and it has to be carried out only in that way, for that very reason. It has to be that you are not the one to bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. This is not your role. It was not apportioned to you. It was not your privilege. It's Chelek Yehoshua. Rak Chelek Yehoshua. V'hu hakeli hamuchan lozeh. He is the messenger. He is the vehicle. It's through him. V'zeh machmas shebeneis yesh kamkein seder. Wow. Wow. So if you were be the one in any way to bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, it would be different from the plan. And now we're going to show that there's a plan. And we have to show it and reinforce that because it was an idea and a truth weakened by you. Weakened by you, Maisha, who said, well, it doesn't matter which rock. Huh? Now you're going to come and say, well, it doesn't matter which leader. I can bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael too. No, it matters. It matters very much. It can't be you.
You know, when I learned this parsha years ago as a kid, we always learned it as that Moshe didn't get to go into Eretz Yisrael as a punishment. But it sounds more like a consequence rather
That's
than
right.
an actual punishment.
That's exactly what he meant when he said, not so much the hakpada, but rak derech tshuva mida keneged mida. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have his kapara because what he did wrong was not stick to the detail and the plan. And the plan is specific with Hashem's very, very specific plan, structure, detail, why and wherefore, even if we don't know. And you, Moshe, did not follow that. Now, your tshuva is going to be, we're going to follow that plan. The plan is Yahushua's role, you won't even be there. You'll play no role. Imagine if Yahushua would have been the one to lead the conquest, but Moshe Rabbeinu would go with them. No. Mida keneged mida, your tshuva is going to be that the role is Yahushua's, and no Moshe, you will not have a part of this. No, you will not be in any way involved in coming into Eretz Yisrael, because your chelik is Torah, and what we accomplished in Torah through Arvas Mayav till the very last day of Moshe's life. But then the role becomes the role of a leader to lead in conquest. That's Yeshua. But what is behind all this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying you have to always know and understand that there's a Seder, there's a will and a purpose, and there's direction, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his world every moment, every day. Everything is with direction and plan and Seder. Even the miracles are with Seder. And be mindful of that. It's an awful thing to just say, well, I want to contravene that Seder, I'm going to go against the Seder. Don't even ask to go against the Seder. Don't make the request, Moshe Rabbeinu. You'll request it. You want to go into Eretz Yisrael, that's against the Seder. And as a kapara for going against the Seder, thinking, well, it's a miracle anyway. So we have to understand that deep inside this Me'ah Shelech is a message that one needs to live with the Rabbeinu Shelech. You need to look around and see in life and in circumstances of Am Yisrael as a nation and of personal circumstances of each of our own lives. We have to sense that, you know, there's a reason, there's direction, and there's purpose. And don't think for a moment that there isn't. And that, you know, well, it doesn't matter which way. No, what does Hashem Yisbarach want? What is the reason? What's the direction He wishes I take? And there's a reason. And that's the case for chukim, and that's the case for things that happen miraculously. There's a reason. And we have to be so respectful of that, because then we are working in sync with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Chalila, in some way, working and living at odds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We have an idea of the idea of getting Hana from a miracle. And so it seems so puzzling in that Gemara, where they say, well, a boat came, they were fasting, they were starving. A boat
right.
came and said, nope, can't we have Hana from that boat? Or we had the fruits miraculously came out of the tree. He said, can't have Hana from that.
That's because you want, the Gemara is discussing how, where you should try not to use and be dependent upon miracles, because it could take away and could minimize a person's zechuyot. But here they were
altering the Seder.
No, a miracle is not so much altering Seder. Seder for the Jews in 40 years in the Midbar was all miracles.
Yeah.
But even in the miracles, there's a Seder. Mm-hmm. And you must abide by Seder. Even when there are miracles, there's a plan. And if you don't appreciate that, now you're starting to be at odds with the will of the Rabbi Yishnah. We'll see quickly this next small piece. He mentions here that the idea of Aaron being buried al gvul Eretz Edom, while the Jewish people are near Eretz Edom, it's a very interesting circumstance, he says. Vayemer Hashem al Moshe al Aaron b'har ha-hor al gvul Eretz Edom. Ha'inyan kivreis Aaron al gvul Eretz Edom. Why is it that Aaron was destined to be buried on the border with the land of Edom, the land of Esav? Ki Edom hu misnaged al avoda. Edom says, you Jewish people, your avod is not important. Aaron represents avoda. Moshe represents Torah, Aaron represents avoda. And what does Edom have to say about that? What? Your avod is not important. He's misnaged al avoda. Ki hu aimer, me'ach shehu noki agav imoy. He says, look, you know, I'm the son of Rivka. Esav was the son of Rivka, just like Yaakov. So I'm good. I'm worthy. He says, I don't have to do avoda. I don't have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the mashmois of the Beis Yaakov, his grandson, is that what he means by Kiyadua is based on the Psukim in Avadya, where Esav says, I am so high and mighty, nothing and no one can bring me down. because I am great as is, and it's not necessary for me or for anyone to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. You think you're better Jewish people because of your Hakol Kol Yaakov, because you daven and you speak and you do avod and you do mitzvahs? Eh? Esav! Power! Preeminence! Why? Not because we do avod, but because that's what we're destined to have. Because we were just like you, the children of Rivka and Yitzchak. No. That's not the case. It's actually totally false. They are unworthy. And avoda is critically important. And that's why we are put into this world to serve Hashem. Va'aharon hu ha-mevarer she-b'chol nefesh mi-Yisrael nimtza avoda. Aaron doesn't just represent us. Aaron represents the fact that avoda is important, meaning all of us have to do avoda. All of us can do avoda. The avoda we do is integrally important and vital in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem wants our avodah. Edom says, avodah is nothing. You don't need to do avodah. No one needs avodah. I'm great. I'm greater than you without doing any avodah. No. Aaron represents the fact that we have to be avodah Hashem. We have to do avodah. And he represents the fact, shebechol nefesh miYisrael nimtza avodah. Yes, everyone in Klal Yisrael has not the ability alone, but the ability and the important role destined for each of us to play in serving Hashem. That's how Esav is defeated. Esav means we defeat Esav by having the midah of Aaron, which is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we show that's what man is supposed to be doing. And we're doing it, and you never did. And that will cause Esav to be destroyed finally. The fact that he has not accrued any merit and has no worth will be so abundantly clear, will be so glaring because of all of us doing avoda like Aaron. So that's how Aaron's burial at the Gvul with Edom in their face, so to speak, is meant to challenge them and say, you know, we're the people who do avoda. That's why we will defeat you, Edom.